Joining me right now from Unani Investment Group is Jamie Lee. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, Arthur. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it and I look forward to this interview.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming in. But before we dive into the topic, before we dive into why you're here, let's dive into the topic for today. Now, today we are talking about Key December and more specifically, the food that comes with Key December. And the question is, what are you and your family known for with reference to December and December food?
Okay. Yo, what a question. Because we have quite a big family. So it's normally a table full of food every December because, you know, every household wants to contribute to the table. But like what we're known for, I would say, is maybe potato bake, like a really nice cheesy potato bake with some bits of bacon inside.
Ooh.
And then roasted chicken, obviously. If it's not there, then it's not Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
And then my mom really likes making gammon. Gammon, yeah. Like it's like a type of pork.
Okay.
That's really like smoked, but it's really, really nice. And she like she has like a special sauce that she never wants to share with anyone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite. People were coming saying salad and like lasagna and, and braaiflee. So you gave us a whole menu. It sounds like a three-course meal, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, besides good food, you're also known as the CEO for Unani Investment.
Yes.
And now let's tell us more about Unani Investment Group and what your role directly is.
Yeah. Okay. So Unani Investment Group is basically the business arm of the Namibian Traditional Authorities Trust.
Okay.
Which basically the Namibian Traditional Authorities Trust, or shortly known as NTAT, takes care of 53 traditional authorities across the nation.
Wow. Okay.
So they take care of their needs and look after their where there's a shortfall and where the government normally can't contribute, we pitch in and we facilitate that. So it goes down to boreholes, horticultural projects and stuff like that. So we take care of that in a nutshell. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'm the CEO of the company. So I was appointed about a month ago. So I'm pretty new in the role.
Yeah.
But it's very dear to my heart because it's where I come from. And it's my community that I come from. And I've always wanted to give back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, quickly diving off script here.
Yeah.
Now, you have been appointed the CEO.
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean for you, you know, to be the CEO, to basically take up this role? And I know being a CEO for anything is never that easy.
No,
you know?
It's not.
So then what does that mean to you? And then how are you coping as of now?
Oh, so for me, what it means for me is that, you know, the reason why I took this opportunity is just because it's something that's really close to my heart, taking care of the Namibian people.
Yeah.
For me, it's that we can't wait for the government to take care of our own people.
Exactly.
We kind of need to do it ourselves. And how am I doing right now? It's been amazing. I've got a good team on my side. I've got people that really work hard, that take care of our community. And the reason why I'm there right now is because I've seen the impact that they've done. And I see what one organization can do to really bolster and improve our community's lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, let's dive into the campaign that you guys are running, as well as why it's important, and that is for the organization.
So we've got, we received a magnitude of questions from our communities in regards to what's happening with the drought. Like, are we contributing? People are suffering. Livestock is dying. Water levels are going down. And agricultural productivity has really reduced over the years or over this drought, obviously over this drought period.
Yeah.
And we thought best to come up with an idea on distributing like food items to these communities that are hard hit by the drought. And the only reason why we're doing this is to ensure that at least our communities have something to eat this December.
Yeah.
Because remember, that's the fear that most family members have. Like, what am I going to give to my family?
Yeah.
And that's where we as Unani and NTAT are coming in. And obviously sponsors that have come on board to facilitate this delivery to them over the festive season.
Wow. Now, you did mention festive season. You mentioned a little good stuff because I think food brings people together.
Yes.
Right? Now, you did mention the food. Now, when is this exactly happening?
Okay, so we have kicked off with the campaign last week Wednesday, where we're actually putting out a calling to the public to actually contribute, donate to the... Because each of us have a family member in a community somewhere in the country. And a lot of the times we don't know how to donate, contribute, But that's how you can do it. So okay. We've launched it last week, Wednesday. And we're officially going to start delivering parcels towards the end of this week.
Okay.
So it's going to be distribution nationwide because all of the 53 traditional authorities sits in all of the corners of Namibia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did mention that, just now that you mentioned that people can also donate so they can give out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how have people been responding so far?
It's not been as responsive as I would think because, okay. You know, obviously elections have been there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a little bit quiet over that season, to that period, because we just didn't want to have the hype around this drought relief be there as well. So,
yeah.
But we've had about three sponsors, company wow. sponsors, which have actually come on board, which is Ballatrix Investment Managers,
okay.
Monasa and Associates, and then Mumi Investment Managers.
Okay.
And then our partner in business, obviously, is Nombili Fishing. They've been a great help. They've given us about 5,400 tins of canned fish.
Wow.
Which really puts a dent in what we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 45 families in each traditional authority.
Okay.
That's about 2,300 families we're looking at feeding
mm-hmm.
over this December season.
Yeah, so they basically gave you more than double what you
yes.
need. Wow.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Now, if someone would also like to give you maybe more than double, or, you know, beat that and give you maybe triple.
I'll appreciate that. Please, give it.
How can one do so? How can individuals as well as corporates
yeah.
be part of this as well?
Okay, so they can obviously reach us on info@onani.com.na
mm-hmm.
or on info@ntat.com.na.
Yes.
Or my team came up with this amazing idea that we should create a donation line.
Okay.
So we have a cell phone number, which people with digital, so popular right now,
mm-hmm.
you can either any bank's wallet, you can send to 081-716-0066.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also opened an MTC Maris account.
They've
told me to pronounce it right.
Maris,
so,
yeah.
Maris. So they can contribute on that, our Maris account as well, because mm-hmm. I think it's make it easier for people to donate.
Yes.
That was the thinking around it. So those are the platforms they can reach us on. We've received some individual donations and we really, really appreciate it. Like one box is about 850
okay.
because it covers a little bit more than what we wanted to achieve in the beginning.
Yeah.
So 850 buys a box. I mean, a lot of us are getting bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Try and think of giving back. 850 is not that much.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the fact that there are individuals that know their community members are suffering
mm-hmm.
and that they're not really having sufficient supply to feed the entire family. But yeah, that's how they can contribute.
Okay, fantastic. Now, before I let you go, I'd like to find out, does this stop here? Now, if someone is like, okay, it's already somewhat tight, you know, the budget is already finished.
Yeah.
But does it stop here? Where does it continue? And how can, you know, people... what can people look forward to with reference to, you know, Unani and this particular initiative?
Okay. So obviously this is the first year of us kicking off with this drought relief.
Okay.
Every year there's a different need.
Mm-hmm.
All of us know that. There's school season starting now soon. There's winter coming up. So this one is the first for the NTAT and Unani.
Okay.
We're going to look at a lot more sustainable development projects because we would like to enhance our community skills,
mm-hmm.
would like to develop them and yeah. also make sure that they can develop sustainable businesses or practices that can sustain the entire community.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more that's going to come for 2025. I would urge everyone just to keep an eye on the newspapers, our social media platforms, and obviously radio.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you keep an eye out on what we're going to do for our communities because that's the main reason why I joined,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to make an impact.
Definitely.
And I'm going to make sure that our communities are taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with that said, Jamie Lee, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thank you.
It's awesome talking to you. Hopefully we can have you in again.
Yes.
When we have another initiative that we can also be part of.
I appreciate that.
Have yourself a wonderful day and enjoy the Christmas food that's coming.
Thank you. I will, definitely.